From Storyflow. This is your daily audio brief. It's Jessica, August 1st. 10 stories from overnight. Sourcing first, takes second. Let's get into it. First from Straits Times. Thousands expected in Amsterdam for boisterous world pride in shadow of Berlin attack. Amsterdam. AG1. Hundreds of thousands of revelers will line Amsterdam's canals on Saturday for the flagship event of World Pride, promising a boisterous LGBT celebration that organizers say is particularly urgent after last week's deadly attack on Berlin's Pride. Next. Second, from Bloomberg Politics. EU convenes ambassadors as Spain migrant crisis unnerves Europe. To continue, please click the box below to let us know you're not a robot. Please make sure your browser supports JavaScript and cookies and that you are not blocking them from loading. For more information, you can review our terms of service and cookie policy. For inquiries related to this message, please contact our support team and provide the reference ID below. Block reference ID TA22D3C6 8D6F 11F1 8DE FD59CAB and NADD. Get the most important global markets news at your fingertips with the Bloomberg.com subscription. Subscribe now, up next. Third, from Screen Rant. Game of Thrones, Star Shower officially unveiled. So HBO's been bringing the world of Game of Thrones to life, and that includes all the legendary dragons from George R.R. Martin's books. They've been doing this through the show House of the Dragon, which has given us a visual representation of some really iconic creatures. I'm talking about dragons like Vhagar, Caraxes, and Syrax. These are names that fans of the series will definitely recognize. These dragons all come from the Targaryen family history, which spans thousands of years. It's a pretty rich and detailed world, and it's cool to see it being brought to life on screen. The show has already introduced a bunch of different dragons, each with their own unique characteristics. There's Meleys, Sunfire, Vermithor, Silverwing, and Dreamfire, to name a few. It's worth noting that all of these dragons have their own place in the history of the Targaryen family. They're not just random creatures, they're all connected to the family's story in some way. Whether it's through battles they've fought in or the people who rode them, each dragon has its own significance in the world of Game of Thrones. The fact that HBO is taking the time to bring all of these dragons to life is a testament to how much detail and care is going into the show. It's clear that they're trying to stay true to the original books and the world that George R.R. Martin created. For fans of the series, it's definitely exciting to see all of these legendary creatures on screen. And then, fourth, from Sky Sports. Hader and Suspicious Minds clash at Doncaster. Today on Sky Sports Racing, Doncaster and Lingfield Park. Suspicious Minds will be looking to make it a winning stable debut at Doncaster this afternoon, having joined Seb Spencer's yard from Jessica Harrington last month. Next, fifth, from Crypto Briefing. India's central bank pulls in $41 billion with targeted capital flow measures in just 2 months. $41 billion flowed into India over the past 2 months, thanks to a set of targeted capital flow measures the Reserve Bank rolled out. The RBI trimmed certain reserve requirement ratios and eased rules on foreign currency-denominated bonds, nudging institutional investors toward the market without opening the floodgates. Those tweaks have sharpened the country's liquidity profile, giving the rupee a modest cushion while keeping the broader FX market stable. For investors, the influx signals renewed confidence in India's macro fundamentals and suggests the central bank can fine-tune policy without sparking volatility. Overall, the move bolsters India's economic stability and could encourage more foreign capital to stick around, especially as global investors look for diversified growth avenues. Up next. Sixth, from Kyiv Post. Toys and flowers cover the ruins as Radushna mourns family killed by Russian missile. So I found out that in Radushna, a Russian missile hit the home of the Voronov family, killing 6 out of 10 family members. That was on July 30th. The family's home was destroyed in the attack, and it's reported that toys and flowers are now covering the ruins as a makeshift memorial. President Zelensky is saying that preliminary evidence suggests Russia used a North Korean ballistic missile in the attack. And then, seventh, from Le Monde English. People who were cheated on recall the day everything changed. I discovered that a heart really could break. 21st century cheaters. 6-6. Discovering that your partner is leading a double life with someone else is both a physical shock and a psychological trauma, it inevitably creates a before and an after. Next, 8th, from Jerusalem Post. Ransom notes tied to Nancy Guthrie kidnapping released 6 months into unsolved case. The Pima County Sheriff's Office posted the full text of 2 ransom emails on Friday, 6 months after Nancy Guthrie vanished from her Tucson home. The first note, sent the day after her disappearance, demanded $4 million in Bitcoin, warned the amount would rise to $6 million if missed, and threatened her death, even citing personal details like her wristwatch on the floor and a broken backyard floodlight to prove authenticity. A second note arrived a few days later, stating she had died from a heart issue and was now buried in nature, ending with an apology and a wish for the family's peace. Investigators are still searching for the masked prowler caught on her doorbell camera, urging anyone who recognizes the suspect's language patterns or recent changes in behavior to come forward. Savannah Guthrie continues to appeal publicly for any clues that could lead to her mother's whereabouts. Up next, 9th from ABC Australia News, boy 15 charged with murder on Ness Dowling Central Coast. Emergency services responded to Mann Street in Gosford around 7:30 p.m. on Tuesday, July 28th, after a 22-year-old man was found with multiple stab wounds. Paramedics treated him on site, but he later died at Gosford Hospital. Police investigations led them to a home in Lake Haven early this morning, where they arrested a 15-year-old boy and a 45-year-old woman. The teenager faces a murder charge. The woman was charged with hindering police. In court, the woman, a mother of 2, caring for a child with special needs, was denied bail. The acting judge noted police had to break down a door to reach the suspect and that she may have been shielding the boy, though it wasn't clear she knew he was wanted. She'll report to police weekly, and the case is set to return to court on August 11th. And then, 10th, from Autocar. 200 feet on public roads. Meet the world's maddest motorsport event. Twice a year, the Nevada desert turns Route 318 into a 150-mile straight-line playground where cars can push past 200 mammalers on a public road. In May, the Nevada Open Road Challenge runs a 2-leg, 151-mile race, while the September Silver State Classic is a single-leg, 90-mile sprint. Both events close the highway, strip away barriers, and let a mix of Porsches, Corvettes, Vipers, and even a modest VW Golf GTI roar through endless desert under a sky that feels limitless. The race isn't just about raw horsepower. It's organized into speed target classes. Touring runs 95-0-10-L-3. Then Grand Touring, Grand Sport, Super Sport, and finally Unlimited, where drivers chase whatever top speed they can manage. The record-breaking moment came in 2017 when a 2001 Chevrolet Monte Carlo averaged 219 km/h, peaking at 243 km/h on the same stretch. Even the more humble entries, like the 241 BHP GTI, aim for a steady 110 km/h average, timing each mile to the hundredth of a second. Safety feels old school but serious. Newcomers must finish a rookie school at Speed Vegas before they're allowed on the road, and each step up the class ladder demands tougher safety gear, metal valve caps on tires, fire-ready equipment, and strategically placed rescue crews along the remote route. Accidents have happened. 5 fatalities over the decades keep the organizers vigilant, especially since electric cars aren't yet cleared for the unlimited class due to fire risk concerns. Beyond the racing, the town of Ely morphs into a desert festival. Cars line up at a truck stop, crews check pressures, and the local sheriff waves the convoy off. After the runs, there's a quirky Hooker's Choice Award from Ely's brothel workers and the Balls of Steel Prize for the most daring survivors. The highlight for many is the Narrows, a tight canyon about 70 miles in, that tests nerves and skill like nothing else on the course. All of this makes the Silver State Classic a rare blend of community spirit, high-octane thrills, and a touch of the wild that you won't find on any other public road. That's the day. Back at the desk tomorrow, what to watch is in your subscribe link. New here? Grab your own free feed at storyflow.com. It only takes a few seconds.